Well, get ready. He's up next, the Bulldog, and that's a compliment. Alex Jones on Coast to Coast AM. Alex Jones, an award-winning documentary filmmaker, political researcher. News websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. He is at the forefront of the exploding alternative media. Alex is recognized by many as the father of the 9/11 truth movement, being the first to question the government's official story. His newest film is Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State, detailing 9/11 revelations. He is our guest tonight on Coast to Coast. Well, Alex, under very interesting circumstances do we bring you back on, my friend. How are you?
George, thank you so much. I was going to call your producer. I don't normally lobby you guys, but I was going to call her this morning. But I said, you know, I'm just going to leave it alone. And boom, she called me, Lisa Lyon did, and said, hey, we want you to come on and talk about this. And I'm really honored that you're sharing the airwaves with me on this very important broadcast you've done. I've been riveted all evening. I agree with so much that you've said and so much what the others have said, but I also disagree with some of the things I heard about not having any Muslims working any ports. I mean, that's...
I agree with you there, too.
That's just out of control. But let me just first off say this. Number one, I am totally against selling, and I'm surprised one of your guests did know. Most people don't. It's not six, it's eight ports in Beaumont, Texas, and, of course, Corpus Christi. And for those that don't know, Corpus Christi is almost as big as the Port of Houston. It is gargantuan. And so, yes, you heard it here first, Coast to Coast AM. I was going to break that tomorrow on my website because I wasn't aware until this evening. Then I heard it on your broadcast that, yes, it's actually eight major ports, not six. So first off, I'm against transferring it, but it's not because of Arab or Muslim phobia as the media has been trying to portray it. My first documentary film, the first film I made, and certainly I'm not an accomplished filmmaker like yourself, winning the highest award in the country three times, but the first film I made was about this subject, and it's still available at Infowars.com. It's America Destroyed by Design, and I showed how the Panama Canal, how the Long Beach Naval Base, one of the only major deepwater ports on the West Coast, was given to the communist Chinese government. I heard one of your guests earlier say that Hutchinson, Wampo, and others were predominantly controlled by the military. No, it's run by them. That came out in congressional testimony. And so, I mean, back when Bill Clinton was doing this, I was criticizing him, and now so many conservatives are trying to be partisan and saying, well, leave George Bush alone on this. No, I was the same 9 years ago as I am today on this. It's about sovereignty. It's about infrastructure, and that's the main reason I'm against it. But people out there listening need to know that the Bin Laden family builds almost every – they get over 90% of the contracts, almost every U.S. military base and facility – in the Middle East. They even build some of them in Europe.
Isn't that ironic, Alex? Isn't that bizarre that the family would get those contracts when we're running around the world looking for one of their family members?
Well,
it's incredible, isn't it?
Well, yes. In the first year after 9/11, they made an additional $3 billion. They are the second largest shareholder in the Carlyle Group, the Queen of England. Queen Elizabeth is the largest. The Bushes are shareholders. And so, you know, this is the issue I'm trying to bring up to people. But to understand the port, some details I haven't really heard tonight from some of your guests. I heard you talk about it at the start of the broadcast. The problem here is that we have illegality going on, and that's not my opinion. That's New York Daily News, Associated Press, and even Chuckie Schumer. I normally am against on most topics. I agree with him here. Treasury Secretary John Snow, while he's in office, is also on the board of the English company, who was already foreign owned, that is selling these eight ports, not six, eight, and for the $6.8 billion. Then we have Snow's as chairman of CSX Rail firm that sold its international port operations just 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago.
For $1.15 billion.
Yes, and then we have David Sanborn, who runs the DuPont Ports World, that's this company, European and Latin American operations. He's been tapped as Bush last month to head up the U.S. Maritime Administration. So a individual who will still be on the board of this company, a current head of their European and Latin American operations, is going to be running the Maritime Administration, which, by the way, is over so many facets of the current police state. And they've changed the laws where Maritime Administration will be over the major highways, even state highways of the United States. So we can, I heard Steve Quayle honor me earlier saying, I've done a lot of work on this. Yes, I am a total expert. And there's a lot of subjects I'm not, but on this toll road situation, believe me, we could spend a few minutes on that. It is bombshell. So later,
yeah, let's do that right at the end tonight. You know, Alex, my big issue with this is the flagrant abuse of selling off and basically giving away assets of the United States. I mean, it is almost as if, you know, you and I for the last couple of years have talked about the New World Order, and it seems like every moment you're on with us, things are getting closer to that period.
Everything we've talked about is coming true, and that's why our credibility has exploded.
I know, and it's yet 5 years ago, I would have said, you know what, Jones, you're absolutely nuts. This is not going to happen. Yet you look at it now, and it's happening faster than any of us could have imagined.
Well, you're right, and if you go to coasttocoastam.com, there's a link that you guys have got over to a story I wrote this afternoon just for the broadcast, The Port Sellout and the Dismantling of America, Globalists Swallowing U.S. Sovereignty Through Front Countries Like UAE, But China Threat Ignored. And to understand, the British Empire never went away. They set up the United Arab Emirates. They set up Saudi Arabia at the turn of the last century, about 95 years ago. And UAE is a little client state. They are a little globalist state. They are a little lapdog of the New World Order. And basically, they're just shuffling some of their marbles, trading some of their baseball cards in. And, you know, we talk about, oh, what happens if they hire Arabs? What happens if they hire Muslims and they're running this port? Well, already a fraction, I believe it's about 1 in 1,000, according to federal numbers, or even a little bit higher, 1 in around 1,100. Of these giant containers, as you rightfully said, the size of an apartment or a
Yeah, 40 feet long, these things.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's the thing you see on the back of a train or a tractor trailer. And so already they're not searching but one roughly in 1,100 of these. But then the state police want to pull me and my family over and ask us questions. And if I say, well, I have a Fourth Amendment, they go, oh, but 9/11. Give me a break. As you said earlier in the last hour, border's wide open. The containers aren't being searched, but I'm being told I've got to have a microscope over me and my family and the NSA snooping and everything I do. So on its face, it's a complete joke. There is no reality based in any of it. And I'm not saying that this is a political football, but UAE taking over these 8 ports, people email us and say, no, it's 6. No, folks, it's George reported last hour. It's 8 ports, Corpus Christi as well. Huge port.
Well, listen to this bizarre theory, Alex. Tell me what you think. If you truly believed, not you, but if you truly believed that terrorism was real, you wouldn't do this deal. You'd say, you know what? It's a bad PR move. The American people aren't going to stand for it. We just can't do it.
It shows an arrogance and imperial
hubris. That's right. If you believe terrorism is real. If you believe, on the other hand, that you know something else that you think we don't know about terrorism, who it's fronted by, who pays for it, who's involved with it, maybe then you go ahead and do a deal like this because you know you can push that terrorism button anytime you want.
Oh, I don't think that's a theory. That's what the Pentagon has said.
Well, I'm beginning to maybe even change my views a little bit about that, where I would have thought 4 years ago that this was all Middle Eastern influenced. I'm not sure anymore.
Well, I mean, here's the question I pose to you. And this is the point I've made over and over again. It came out right after 9/11, about a year after, that 90% of the people at the Boston airport searching the World War II vets. I mean, I've witnessed a World War II vet going to a Pearl Harbor remembrance in Chicago, having foreigners jabbering who couldn't even speak English. He had an oxygen tank, and they were prodding this Pearl Harbor survivor while people with turbans were walking around on the plane.
They strip searched practically an old woman a couple months ago when I flew from St. Louis to L.A., who was on one of those hand walkers, you know, where you got those tennis balls on the bottom of them.
Yeah, she's deadly. She's very dangerous.
They pulled her out of line, and they're putting the wand over her and all this stuff. And I'm looking at this going, there's no way.
Well, I agree. So that's the backdrop of all of this. The borders are more open than they were before 9/11. There's 2,000 less Border Patrol agents because they've gave them pay raises to go be air marshals. We have TSA Viper teams right where I live running around randomly searching shopping malls. It's all about a police state backdrop. Nothing real's being done to deal with some real organic Islamist terrorism that actually exists. So see, with this, I mean, George, you just stated what I've been saying, you know, for many years. We've got all this happening, and then key indicators, I mean, Border Patrol are getting shot at by illegal aliens with drugs. They shoot back, and Homeland Security goes and arrests them, saying that they are evil terrorists. Homeland Security's harassing topless bars. Homeland Security's harassing homeless people sleeping on benches, charging them with terrorism. I mean, you couldn't write a Kurt Vonnegut satirical, you know, police state black comedy that could get anywhere near what's actually going on. So I really think they've gone too far with trying to give the United Arab Emirates this. But listen, on top of it, I have the U.S. Code here, Section 837A of the National Defense Authorization Act. This is serious federal law. We're talking years in prison, 5 years in prison. They're supposed to have this 45-day review. They just passed that up entirely. They just didn't even do that. And it's because the Secretary of the Treasury and then another big Bush appointee are high-level executives over entire global, continental, multi-continent, Europe and the Americas, over entire divisions of this. So we have people making billions of dollars, and I went and looked it up, tens of millions apiece off of these deals, and they're the ones. Snow sits on the board, the 11-member board of 11 federal agencies. He's the chairman of the board that looks at this. He's taking personal money, tens of millions of personal money, and then he's making the deal. That right there is just one reason I'm against this.
My gosh. You know, I had this weekend the opportunity to go to a place in L.A. called the Magic Castle. And that's where magicians go and do their thing. And some of the great ones have been there during their career. It's a beautiful place that used to be a castle on an orange grove. And it was privately owned, and now it's being leased and rented and fixed up. But I'm in there. And this place is almost 100 years old. I'm in there, Alex, and I'm in the sitting there where the stage is, and they've got multiple stages all over the place. I look up, and in the middle of the stage, they've got about a 10-inch wooden owl up there, right in the middle of the stage. And I'm saying to myself, this has got to be someone who must have been part of the Bohemian Grove a long time ago, because it looks like the owl at the Bohemian Grove. And I said, I've got to tell Alex about this. I mean, and I looked at that and I said, it's everywhere.
No, it is. And you know, it's funny. I talked to, I interviewed someone who was the head of a federal agency, and she privately told me, she said, my father was Skull and Bones and was Bohemian Grove on his deathbed dying of cancer. He became a Christian and repented, I mean, as he was dying. And he, for several hours, told her about the things they did, and I can't even repeat them here. And of course, I've snuck in there.
I understand.
And then we've had someone infiltrate last year. But you know, I just go where the news takes me. And believe me, folks, I couldn't get away with what I'm saying if it wasn't documented from multiple sources each time. I mean, that's why George even has me on, because I got to tell you, George does his research, and as George has said, he watched me for years before he even had me on. I mean, I am neurotic about checking it out, and I'm sorry to have to inform people that the folks that run the Muslim extremists, the folks that run the Aryan Nations, the folks that run the big central banks, I mean, they're behind everything, are Luciferians. And I didn't believe that 10 years ago. I didn't believe that 12 years ago when I first got involved and got informed. I didn't believe that 9 years ago when I made America Destroyed by Design about the handover of our infrastructure. It is America Destroyed by Design, hence the name.
We need to not only stop this deal, but we need to get these ports back in the hands of Americans.
Well, you just said it. Did you know four major U.S. ports, in the aggregate, more valuable than the ports we're seeing being handed over, the eight ports to the United Arab Emirates, have been given to the communist Chinese? And my friends, if you go read the port sellout and the dismantling of America, when I make the claim that China threatened to nuke us, I have a Financial Times of London. Just a few months ago, they called this press conference, the head of their military, the equivalent of their chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says, here's a big map. We're targeting 200 U.S. cities. I talked about this a month ago when I was on with you last.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you get involved in any of our holdings, any of our national security interests, we will preemptively nuke you. not just Taiwan. So if we're worried about UAE, the LA Times reported in late 1996 that there was an entire group of containers full of RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, of the Russian design, and AK-47s and MAC-90s, tens of thousands of them, 3,000 per container, and there were several containers. And that's in my film, America Destroyed by Design. In fact, we took a big section of it for free and put it up on Infowars.com at the bottom of the story, the port sellout, because I want people to understand. You'll see, you know, not the chubby Alex Jones of today, but the skinny Alex Jones of 9 years ago.
Are we the modern-day Paul Revere's, Alex?
You know, I'm not tooting your horn or my horn, but yes, we are, because we're talking about the alternative information, the alternative view, and frankly, that's the real view. I mean, here's an example, George. Okay, I remember many years ago, it was part of my education process, being involved in local politics and having police approach me at, you know, at the local bar, at the local restaurant, and say, let's do something violent. And I'd walk them outside and go, where's your car? And it'd be an unmarked police car. And I watched in 98 the FBI won a bum steer award in Texas Monthly. It's a big insult in Texas for creating a Klan group and trying to get them to blow up a chemical plant, incidentally, a few miles from where I have family in Fort Worth, Texas. And then today in Toledo, Ohio, they bust these guys who supposedly were going to machine gun and blow everything up. But then it calmly reports, oh, their trainer, their handler, their boss was a government informant. And it's the same thing with the SWAT and the 7/7 bombings. You know, John Loftus, the big one of Clinton's top anti-terror guys,
sure.
He's gone public and said on Fox News that it looks like I interviewed him. I said, is the British government behind 7/7? He says, Alex, I'd hate to disagree with you, but I really think you're right. So see, I'm not saying there aren't real Islamist extremists. The point is every time I go up the chain,
it's a group of, and that's what a lot of people.
Global criminal mafias funding Muslim extremists. Are Muslim extremists a threat? Absolutely. But again, if I'm going after the mafia, I don't go after one of their enforcers or one of their soldiers at the local level shaking down a little old lady at the grocery store. I like to go up the chain and get the dons.
Tell me now, very quickly, before the break, because we're going to take phone calls with you, Alex, about this toll situation in Indiana. What is this?
Well, everybody's talking about Indiana. That's small. It's Centra, a Spanish company, big shareholders, Juan Carlos, King of Spain. Here in Texas, there are 10,000 miles of state roads. It's in the mainstream news here. 8,000 are being given for pennies on the dollar just because the company funded the politicians. Almost all the major roads, transponders, we beat the bill last year, but they're still doing it, will go on all the inspection stickers, RFID, and it will track everything you do, give you tickets. They will enforce that. They will monitor where you go and what you do, hooked into the emergency management centers. And that's a Spanish company. And I heard one of your guests mention Arab companies. There are Middle Eastern companies doing this. And they take existing roads. They don't build a new road. Same thing in Indiana. They don't build a new road. They just come. They pay off your politicians. They openly give them the roads. Politician retires lavishly. And then they set up toll roads. And guess what the average Texan officially will pay a year to the average driver will pay to drive in Texas if they put this in?
By the way, I'm going to be in Austin on April 22nd. You're going to be meeting me?
Are you kidding, George? Last time you hinted that I'd be in studio with you, and I wouldn't miss that for the world. That was a highlight of my radio broadcasting.
Well, we will have to call you up on stage there at the Talk Fest for KLBJ.
Well, you know, that's fun, but what I want to do is be in studio with you again.
Yeah, well, I may not have a show that Friday night. Depends on my traveling schedule.
Oh,
If I do have a show, you'll be in studio. If not, I'll have to see you at the event.
Well, absolutely, George. Whatever. It's always great to be able to see you. But I mean, this toll road situation, did you know that there's a major German and another Dutch company that now own more water authorities than any other private companies?
So we don't own this country anymore, do we?
No, and these foreign countries are not selling their infrastructure. You see, wealth, if your house gets robbed, you can make it back and build it again. But if they cut your arms and legs off, you lose the capacity.
You can't do it. Alex, stay with us. We're going to be back in a moment. For the first time tonight, we'll open up the phone lines to get you that opportunity to sound off on Coast to Coast AM. A group of professors from academia have a lot to say about 9/11. Several of them will be our special guests on our next Coast to Coast program. Those of you who want some other strange mysteries on Coast to Coast, we'll have some of that on Friday with Open Lines. I will play a tape of the Devil Channeler. I have heard it, and I have to tell you, I don't like it. It's very disturbing, but I will play it for you on Friday. And then next week, get ready for some great Coast to Coast programs. Alex, quickly, before the we went to the break, you were going to tell us how much Texans may be paying on toll roads out there.
Yes, this is their official numbers to drive on state and local roads. The majority of roads already paid for will have tolls put on them via tracking transponders. $5,400 a year for the average driver. They're saying business drivers could pay over $12,000. A round trip from Austin to Dallas and back will cost over $180.
If they do that on a regular basis.
Per trip to Dallas, $180, and the average driver, over $5,000 a year, and business travelers, double that. And this is all happening in the major polls in Texas. 97% of people are against it, but the government says we don't care, and the agreements with the Spanish company, with the King of Spain owning a large part of it, I'm not kidding, they're secret because it's private. That's what globalization is. They just hand over the infrastructure to private interests. So if people are mad about this Dubai situation, Dubai World Port, they better be angry about the communist Chinese having even bigger ports, and they better be upset about our water districts, our power authorities, and yes, our roads. And roads, our commerce, our sovereignty being handed over.
Back with your calls and Alex Jones on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Alex Jones will go to your calls in a minute. Alex, what are you working on these days?
Well, I'm working on a new documentary about not 9/11 as government-sponsored terror, elements of the government, but all of the admitted terrorism that, unfortunately, the Central Intelligence Agency admits from CIA.gov, that they admit that they have carried out. Namely, Mossadegh and Iran, where the U.S. government officially carried out terror attacks to blame on Mossadegh in 53, Gladio all over Europe until the early 1980s to blame on their political enemies and a lot more, and then the whole Iraq war, just the lies concerning that and the funding of Muslim extremists and how they're controlled. So I'm working on that documentary right now and just a whole host of other issues. I mean, so much is happening. There is a quickening taking place that you and Art Bell have talked so much about. Everything is accelerating, and while the evil is rising in the world, also there is a goodness. You talk about worker in the lights, which your name Norrie means. That's happening. People really are clicking now. People are really getting what's happening. I mean, I talk about this stuff 12 years ago, and it was like I was a guy with four heads, but now it's like selling snow cones in hell or selling life rafts to people who'd fallen into the ocean in the Titanic. People really are getting it right now, and that's exciting because the paradigm is shifting, and I think that the old elites realize that, and they're really desperate right now to try to maintain control, but I think they're losing control. And I just hope that listeners will visit PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com and look at the documentation, look at the facts, look at what we present, and then decide for themselves. Because I challenge people to look at the news behind the news and to get the big picture.
PrisonPlanet.tv or .com?
Well, I've got so many websites, but PrisonPlanet.tv is where we've got all the video
okay,
and the audio.
Okay, my, you do. We're going to have to add that to your repertoire. To the phones we go. West of the Rockies, you're on the air on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good evening.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Kathy, Boise, Idaho. Hi, Alex and George.
Hi,
love
Kathy.
The program. The news behind the news. I just called for an opinion. I'll listen off the air, please, if that's okay. We all know what happened with the recent cartoons, and I see maybe I worry about our First Amendment rights.
It's all staged.
Yes, exactly. Well, would like to know if there's a parallel you believe. The mosque that was bombed in Baghdad yesterday,
yes.
And
yes.
Crystal Night, Germany, 1938, and I'll listen off the air. Thank you. God bless America.
Okay, well, George, I mean, you want to comment on that or do you want me to take it?
Well, I don't know what your views on this particular case, that the crazed Iranian president, as we all know, is blaming us for blowing up that dome. You know, one can look at it two different ways. There is no question there's a faction there of Shiites and Sunnis.
Who, they're always killing each other.
Always are killing each other. I think they're behind this whole mess. They're part of it, but go ahead.
Well, let me just say this. The problem is the big official story gets put out for the first 2 days, and then a month later we always learn what happened, and by then nobody pays attention. So let me just tell the nice lady, 10 hours after this happened, I don't know. Okay, so now if George has me back in a month, believe me, I'll be able to tell you all about it.
You mean when, not if.
Well, thank you, George. But so that's something I want to make clear. I don't have a crystal ball. It's hindsight is 2020. I'm able to look at things after they happen. But certainly, and I'm not agreeing with the Iranian president, they kill each other all the time. That's probably what it is. But
I wouldn't put it past Iran to do it to create the turmoil in Iraq.
Well, we know they've been doing some stuff in Basra, but so has SAS. They've been caught. The British have been caught stirring stuff up. Both sides do this. But let me just try to say this about the situation. I go off a Pentagon document titled P2OG, $6 billion a year program started in 2002. And the Pentagon says, we're going to do stuff to make the Muslims mad. We're going to do stuff to stir the hornet's nest up so that domestically we can then get the public to go along with it. So it's a snowball. It's a mockingbird. It's a cascading.
Is it Northwoods all over again?
We know that in November of last year, the riots starting in Paris were stirred up by French intelligence, and the French have gone from being anti-war to Jacques Chirac threatening to nuke Iran. We know that neocon publications said there was a big controversy and said, threw down the gauntlet. There have been many other cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad making fun of him. So the globalists put it out. The Muslims took the bait like a big bass biting on a purple worm. And so we know that is staged. We know that they stirred them up, and now it gives the image of these crazed Muslims, where you may have a Muslim city of 5 million people and 2,000 people go out and riot, and they go, oh, look, they're all bad. Well, out of a city of a couple million, you got a few thousand rioting. That's not the majority. That's not the experience I've had with Muslims, not from my research, not from my travels. And so really, clearly we know that the globalists are stirring it up, but at the same time, there's a lot of mullahs and people who like to stir it up, too, for their own personal power. So right now, we don't know.
And they may be all part of the same club.
Oh, we know for a fact that the globalists have, going back to the Knights Templars for 1,500 years, have infiltrated the Muslims. So exactly, every major group has been infiltrated by the globalists, and the globalists call it a grand chessboard.
Like a shark that sees a swimmer in the ocean by himself. I think the globalists taste blood right now, Alex, and they've decided, for whatever reason, from this even keel, let's play this out over 50 years. I think they're going for it right now.
I agree. In fact, we know from the Bilderberg group that meets every year. I remember 10 years ago talking about Bilderberg. Oh, it doesn't exist. You're making it up. Now it's in BBC. It's in New York Times. And we have spies every year that get the minutes out of their meetings. Everything we get from their meetings comes true in the next year. I mean, they really are running things. This 125 elite group that meets in Europe every year, sometimes in the U.S., And yes, there is a minority now that wanted to do the slow Fabian socialist takeover. They've been supplanted, and you're right. The globalists are on Mach 10 with their hair on fire. They are now going to the fast change, the jump to the next level. You're right.
First-time caller line, you're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Where are you?
Hi, my name is Tim. I'm in Denver, Colorado.
Hi, Tim. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm a cab driver out here in Denver. But several years ago, I did furniture delivery, and I had a question about sleeper cells in the United States. I was delivering a bunk bed to a family, to the little boy's room, and they were obviously Middle Eastern origin. I don't know exactly where from. And we were assembling this bunk bed, and this little child was about 3 or 4 years old, and he was playing with a toy, and it was a school bus. And it was one of those toys where you pull the string, and then it says a phrase. So he would pull the string, and it would say, "See the children, load your weapons, take them out."
Oh, my God.
And I thought, I can't be hearing this right. this is not possible. And this was a couple of years before 9/11.
Right.
Yeah, 9/11. I'd never heard of a sleeper.
Funny, and it wasn't in Arabic, huh?
I'm sorry?
It wasn't in Arabic. It was in English.
It was in English.
Yeah, I don't. I have to tell you, I don't buy what you're saying. But maybe it's true. It just doesn't. My detector's going off here. But let me just tell you something, sir. There are sleeper cells, and according to the Washington Times and the New York Post, and as well as the Washington Post, and I have this in one of my documentaries, Masters of Terror, George Bush Sr. brought in 3,400 Iraqi Republican Guard in 1992. Bill Clinton brought in another 1,000 plus. And we know they're part of deep government cells, and they're working for the U.S. government. They were trained here in the 1980s when Saddam was our ally. And yes, there are sleeper cells, brother. And you see the government doing nothing to control the borders, nothing to arrest them. I mean, I can read articles about, you know, the middle areas of California with huge terrorist training camps with machine guns and bombs going off, and the cops don't go raid them. But then if you got a crooked toenail, they'll raid an American citizen. So I'm telling you, they are breeding, they are loving, they are preparing, they are protecting these Muslim extremists in their wind-up toys.
Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Take it away.
Hi, this is Jason. I'm calling from Sacramento. I'm on the air with two of my heroes right now, so excuse me. I was calling because I was wondering about, I read a lot about William Cooper and what he talked about, how the elite will pretty much shepherd around the regular folk like us, and how it takes a long time to make things happen in the big scheme of things with the globalists.
Sure.
And how I'm wondering what you think about how Bush making this move with the six ports might have in relationship to botching this whole, you know, slow moving project that the globalists have against the regular people.
Well, and they may very well be eight ports now. Did you know William Cooper by any chance, Alex?
Yes, I did. I don't agree with everything Mr. Cooper said. I think he did some good work, but my grandma had a saying, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything
at all.
Don't
say it at all. Fair enough. In terms of the caller's questions, this whole situation is a debacle. It's got to be stopped.
Well, it does, and as you said, it's eight ports. I mean, again, your guest earlier was, I just learned this evening, but it's confirmed as part of this deal.
That'll be another, a big story tomorrow. I mean, now the mainstream media will blow that one out of proportion.
Well, I mean, frankly, I think you've been balanced this evening. It's bad to let any foreign government, remember, this isn't just a company, this is government held. Dubai World is government held, it's getting the port, and there was a violation of federal law to get the port. They didn't do the proper screening. And then you've got two Bush administration officials who were on the board of directors on the payroll and billion-dollar plus deals, one $1.5 billion, as you mentioned, another multi-billion. So all of this is going on, and you know, laws are being violated. You know, it's like the Cheney shooting. People make mistakes. People have accidents. I'm not attacking Cheney for that. It's keeping the police out for 14 hours. It's the cover-up.
It's whether you were drinking or not. It's all that.
Well, first they lied about drinking. Now they admit they're drinking. Now Secret Service have signed statements saying Cheney was completely drunk. And I have that story up on Infowars.com. So, but, I mean, regardless, that itself, you know, is probably a distraction, too. You're probably right about that. All I'm saying is that, and I don't want to be nasty here. I mean, going back to Bill Cooper, I knew Bill. I interviewed him. I talked to him. I just, it's sad what happened to Bill. It's just that everything, you know, he said people take as gospel, and I personally like to document, and some of what he covered wasn't documented, but he's certainly right about this incremental move. We just talked about that before we took the caller. You've got two different things here. You've got the incremental globalist and the high-speed globalist, and the high-speed globalist have taken the field.
They've kicked this into high gear all of a sudden, and I don't know why. What happened to their patience? Why do they want it now, Alex?
Well, because I'm telling you, I was very pessimistic five, six years ago. Everybody's waking up. I mean, I went and ate dinner tonight, and I'm sitting there with a Walkman listening to you guys on air, and I'm eating an omelet at the corner, a little, you know.
Little deli?
Little store here, exactly. And I'm sitting there, and two cops walk over and go, "Hey, we're big fans, Alex. We appreciate you. You know, we know what's going on. We listen. We listen to, they even mention you." So I mean, but it's everywhere. And that didn't happen 5 years ago. People are clicking on their own. They don't have to have George Norrie or Alex Jones or some other guest tell them what's going on. People instinctively know. So the globalists are moving quickly to try to turn, you know, to ratchet up the crises, to ratchet up the fear, to try to scare us back into that false paradigm, you know, that controlled consciousness, if you want to get new age about it. There is a consciousness explosion happening right now, and that's not hype. It's really happening.
Well, you know what I also find just very, very intriguing, and this is not something that's supposed to be partisan politics by any means, but I am seeing, just with the messages I'm getting, Alex, in the emails, people who were staunch supporters of this administration in everything they did think this is abominable.
Well, this is,
and this is by and large, I'm talking about 90% of the messages I'm getting.
You're right. I mean, this is a lot of Republican leaders. This is hypocritical. I mean, terrorists are about to kill us any minute, give up all your rights. We're going to search you and your family. We're going to pull your pants down in front of a bunch of people at the airport, but our borders are going to stay wide open, and we're going to give people connected to terrorists 8 of our major ports. So exactly, it just doesn't hold water. It's very hypocritical, but listen, I mean, this is nothing compared to the Bushes being in business with the Bin Laden family. This is nothing compared to them being in business with the Saudi royal family, extremely corrupt. This is nothing compared to the communist Chinese threatening to nuke us, and the Bushes are in business with them. This is nothing compared to Bill Clinton selling us out. And see, I don't care if it's Bill Clinton or George Bush. You know, when Bill Clinton was selling us out, it was Republican leaders who were out of office who were making the money off of it. I was mad at both groups. Look, I'm pro-America just like you are. I don't look at something and say, is it Republican or is it Democrat? I look at it and say, is it pro-freedom? Is it pro-sovereignty? Is it pro-America? And that's where I take my stand, and that's where the people stand. And as you said, folks are really starting to get it.
First-time caller line. Give it your best shot. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead, honey.
I'm Brenda, and I'm from Kansas. And I deliver to a aircraft company during the daytime.
All right.
And also, I think, with our ports, everything that's going on in our ports, we need to relook at our security systems through the Air Force, the aircraft companies, because there's hardly any security out there at all.
Well, let me just comment on this. Again, it's all for show.
1 minute to go. Go ahead.
Federal documents show they're conditioning us to be slaves, but if you want to drive in food to the airport, or you want to drive in parts, or you want to drive anything in, or for civil aviation, for private, it's totally wide open. Again, it's all a facade, folks. We're being trained how to be slaves. She's absolutely on target, and I hope people will visit PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I hope we'll get my new film, Martial Law, that details what really happened on 9/11, all the questions in, the answers are right there. The film I made 9 years ago about the port handovers and the New World Order, America Destroyed by Design, there's a free video clip on InfoWars.com. I hope people will just get informed, as informed about politics and the real world and the geopolitical system, as they are informed, you know, about baseball and football scores. That's all I'm asking. And again, George, I always commend you for the open, free debate. There's no other radio show in the country like yours. You're the master, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Alex, listen, if you can, tomorrow night to our 9/11 program and send me an email. I'd like to get your feedback on it.
Are you kidding, George? I'm totally envious and salivating, and I wish, but obviously this is your scholars interview with these three professors. They're great men. I respect them all, interviewed them all, and I really look forward to, believe me, I'll be tuned in tomorrow.
Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. You've got it all. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, George.
Also, adding your perspective, this entire night was devoted to you as Americans, hoping that those people in Congress will wake up and say, you know what? We just don't think this is right. For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDessouri, and Punnett and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.